Hi, it's Miss Moreno, and I teach first grade at Ryerson Elementary School. And today, I would like to share Chapter 5 of Sydney and Taylor Explore the Whole Wide World by Jacqueline Davies. Taylor and Sydney climbed over walls. They scampered up hills. They dug tunnels under hedges. They lifted their noses to smell for danger. They kept their ears open to listen for ferocious predators. But despite their hard work, they didn't seem to travel very far from Miss Nancy's house. Still, they kept on. "I just don't understand," said Taylor, stopping to look at the map. "From our burrow to the old footbridge is only this far." He held up his paws to show the distance. "I know we've walked farther than that." "Taylor," said Sydney, "just because it's that far on the map doesn't mean it's that far in the real world. Maps and the real world are different."
"They are?" asked Taylor.
"Then what good is a map?"
"It gives a general sense of direction," said Sydney. "That's all you can ask of a map."
Taylor sighed. "I had expected more."
"Do you even know where we are?" asked Sydney.
Taylor shook his head.
"We are hopelessly lost."
It was true. Nothing looked familiar. Nothing sounded familiar. Nothing smelled familiar. Slowly, Taylor could feel his spine begin to bend. Hedgehogs curl up into a spiky ball when they are frightened.
"None of that," said Sydney firmly. "This is our expedition, and these are places unknown, just what we wanted. Come on."
Sydney walked off quickly. Taylor straightened his spine and scrambled to catch up.